and got to the parties that had to do all the work.
This has always been the dilemma. I will say, I think probably you're pretty much deluded at this time frame because your contract is up is good until October 1st. So I don't think you can move it up yet. You could move it up on the next cycle. But we've always had this dilemma, and the real dilemma comes when these guys go out looking for insurance. Sometimes they can get you a lot better price when they have more input from as far as the losses that we have. And so they like to wait as long as they can, and yet it does make it difficult on these people. I think we got it done last year at this time, so it looks like that might be the best time frame for you now. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Dawn Mullen is on vacation, or she would be here to answer any questions. Still, I've conferred with her, and she was happy that we could get it started this soon. And she'd have plenty of time to review any responses and get the contract in place. The contract reads that if at any point in time there are unusual circumstances, it could be continued on a month-to-month basis by the Board of the Commission. So I felt comfortable that this was a pretty good time frame that I've set up here. And my effort, again, to clarify, is just to assist. They own this project, and you guys direct us accordingly.
Then I guess when the broker's chosen the 1st of October, then they're given at that time that to have us a bid by November, the certain date, that the benefits and payroll clerk, everybody agrees that that gives them ample time to get all the corrections done?
No, nobody gives them ample time, but it's probably the best time frame we can give them, and they probably will tell you the same thing. They're going to tell you that, especially if they haven't got all the, what do they call that, loss.
They let the ones, the higher ones drop off, and then they take out the two.
And so they want to wait as long as they can a lot of time, or sometimes it may be better for us to do it earlier. That's the dilemma.
Well, and in years past, the agents we've had in the past have called us and called back to us ahead of time and said, hey, do you realize that our current agreement is about to expire at such and such a time? You know, what's going to happen? I didn't get any calls this time. This time, this just popped up on my radar. I have a radar that says, okay, here's when this contract's going to expire and this one. Here's when. It's not perfect, but it works better than nothing. And in this instance, when I saw October 1st coming up, I contacted Don Moore and Ruth Denham right away and said, you probably need to get the ball rolling on this. And they said, absolutely.
Okay.
So I created their ash.
I appreciate your work on this. Does Don Blue, because she doesn't she have to enter in Septuza? No?
Mostly falls on Don Moore.
Okay.
She's on vacation.
Okay, and they both agree that this is good.
Well, I think they're saying the timeline is good.
Yeah. Well, and they reviewed the specs in the RFQ, too, which are all updated from previous years and what the requirements are that we're asking for.
Honestly, the RFQ is just a request for qualifications saying, hey, you're a qualified agent of record.
It basically invites them to come in and make a presentation to us all.
Of what their abilities are as agent of record.
The best game in town.
So you need a motion from us to...
I just don't really think it requires a motion, just okay. A directive, a sense of directive to move forward. Pull the trigger.
To go out for an RFQ.
Send a newspaper ad and have it released by Saturday morning. That way all these dates will pan out correctly.
Well, again, I'm not aware of any, of any legal requirement to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to make sure that we're not messing up any timeline.
Well, based on what the auditor said about their wanting to use, and I do remember our broker talking about waiting until this one report came in so that they could use better data.
I was thinking it was, I also remember them, hey, let these two, because it goes by the last 12 months or prior, and so they're wanting, if you have a bad month of claims, let those drop off to be able to. I think that was kind of the more of the. So I don't know that that's necessarily. Yeah.
If you wait.
But we could be talking about two different things. I'm not sure.
Well, if.
When I was involved in it earlier, back when I first began, it was in my office for quite a while, and it was always a dilemma. Did we start early, did we stop it early? At one time, I believe, we renewed our health insurance in August. It didn't work well at all. And we then changed to the January 1. And I do believe that's worked better since we did.
Well, then. For one commissioner, I'm in agreement of pursuing to start in the process now to go forth so that we can move on with it in a timely fashion. So go out for the RFQ. Apparently that's been for the many years since we've done it, what they found to be. If at any time that you find that, you know, that's not the best interest of the county to do that, then I'd be in agreement. For now, I'd be to the time, and you're talking about Saturday's paper, then I would be for proceeding.
Thank you.
It's all on you, big boy. I know in commissions past, it's been done for reasons that I don't necessarily agree with, as far as the reason for going out for RFQs on this specific instance. And so that's why I'm...
I can tell you, last time the commission came to me and said, you will put an RFQ up. So that's what you're saying, right? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And this time I've kind of got the shoe on the other foot.
Uh-huh.
Be more proactive,
and
so we don't get blindsided.
And I receive phone calls from individuals that I respected and respect that have nothing to do with the county as to why we should go with certain insurance companies.
Mm-hmm.
And I just...
I'm not a lawyer. I know we tend to be legal, but I've read the statutes, and I believe you're right. You don't have to do that, but I've checked with other counties like Ron, and they say, well, it's still a good idea.
Best practice.
Best practice, and I understand that. With this, it's not necessarily it's a representation broker. I mean, this isn't the contract with the actual where the money's being spent. The money being spent is with the
carrier.
Yeah. So.
And where they have the able to, where they're the where their independence, whether they can deal with what insurance company.
Right. And so, and I know, like, with the benefits program specifically, and I know Don's not here, but my understanding is that was pretty well tailored to us specifically, was it not?
By Acres, Arnie, and Alice, I think. Yeah,
right.
I think they were diligently to get a good plan together, and they could be continued on.
And that may very well be the case. I'm just saying, I know that was specific to us.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing as legal. We don't go out every year for legal. We don't go out every... I mean, we review the contract and see if we want to continue business with legal. This is the same thing as legal, as far as the law requirements and those types of things.
There is a statute that reads it. It's made every 3 years. Granted, that can be read a lot of
questions. And that's what we're doing now. This is the third year. I wish this contract had said automatic renewal unless there's an issue. We've got a couple of those out there, like
that's what I mean.
Services, that would be nice.
I guess that's my point. There is no, in my opinion, there's no issue. I've never heard any issues from HR from benefits.
No.
And so if that's the case, why go through the expense of? That's just my thought.
Sure.
Now, if we're having problems, go out for an RFQ.
It's just the way the contract reads.
I understand that. So anyways, that's why it's like, why waste the expense of going through the process? And
what's it cost to run down the paper?
About $22.
Is that all the expense that's involved in this? And then the time of the employees.
Except my miseries.
Well, and then the time of the review.
It does take time. Yeah, it takes time scheduling meetings and stuff.
Question for you, Brandon, do you feel comfortable in the contract without offering it? because that's what you're going to be doing.
Again, this isn't no bid. This is, I view this the same as legal. And we don't go out for, you know.
It would be classified very much the same, except for if you read those statutes, you see one place in there.
You just said you're not an attorney and you don't plan on playing one.
I'm just going to read the statutes. You might find that.
We have to read statutes, don't we?
We do.
We all have to read the statutes, even to get interpretation. If we aren't clear on it, then we go for help.
Nothing could be fuzzier than purchasing and procurement. You learn to manage all those years, which was as simple as those statutes were, but they certainly are gray and fuzzy.
At this point, I feel to be totally open and to see no harm and to be open to all that we need to run the ad and go out. We have nothing to...
Oh, again, this has nothing to do with being open, not being open with me.
Well, I didn't understand what you meant when you said in the past there's been political, because I don't know.
I said past commissions.
Okay. Well, see, I don't... Sometimes it helps as a bookkeeper you to see black and white.
Well, kind of like what Mr. Erickson referred to is he was told he was going out for an RFQ. If I remember right, I was not part of the ones that told you to go out for an RFQ. But anyways, again, it has nothing to do with open. I view it as legal. It's a professional service. They're doing a good job. Not that other agencies won't do as good a job. So if that's what you guys want to do, I'm fine with it. I mean, I'm not. I just don't see a need to do it. But if you guys want to do it, then do it.
But to finish my point, I think it was because of what I heard from some of the other counties that decision was made at that time, part and parcel, at least from my standpoint, because I didn't think it was necessary either. I was told to do it anyway, so.
And have you checked with any other counties that do not go?
Not this time. No, that was the last time. I know they're still doing what they call best practices. Those two words to me mean a lot of extra work. Best practices mean putting that stuff out, making up stuff like this.
Well, I want to do the best practice unless you can give me a reason that it's not in the best interest of Tane County.
It is in the best interest of Tane County, in my opinion, to do this process. Yes.
Okay.
Commissioner Schofield?
I agree. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you.
I think the things are broke on it.
I can't get it to go back.
We might have maintenance. Miss Neely said that they fixed it, but put it in a little shimmy like.
Well, these two match anyway. These two match. That's an
discussion of Liberty's utilities relicensing process. I have a letter from Mr. Richardson. He is a plant manager. They're relicensing the Ozark Beach Hydroelectric Project with the Federal Energy Regulation Commission. As part of the relicensing process, Liberty Utilities will be performing historic archaeological resources survey of an area that includes some of the county's properties. The survey may include conducting shovel tests consisting of digging shallow holes approximately 30 centimeters, 11 inches by 50 centimeters, which is 20 inches, and up to 50 centimeters, 20 inches below ground surface to determine if historic or archaeological features are present. Photography of discovered features and recovery of artifacts. All soil and sod removed will be immediately returned. Problem is, we've got one piece of property that's a cemetery.